the teacher who came as headmaster, he said, I've come to... It was a complete change for our village. He came from the north of England. And he said, I remember what he said to us the first day, very clearly. I've come here and I'm going to show you that there is a world beyond these doors. And he did open up the world for us. Well, he did for me. I don't know what he did for other people. But he had, obviously, people in his family had had jobs that had meant they travelled, perhaps in the Navy or something like that. And it was he who read Hiram Bingham's book. Well, we all had to read part of it. And it was he who brought it into the... The other teachers took the classes, but he brought it in. And I'd always dreamed of going to Machu Picchu, and my husband wanted to go back to India, but unfortunately he didn't. But he left me the money to have this journey. So that one I did quite early. I was only in my early 50s. And when I went to Machu Picchu, and I got up early in the morning because I'd read that dawn in Machu Picchu you should see. And so I got up very early and I was sitting. Then you could go into Machu Picchu, but I gather now you can't. It's locked at night. But I went in and sat in the square, what would have been the square. We watched the dawn come up over Machu Picchu. It is something I would never have forgotten. Never, never.